This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, let's go to war. The Root's on fire. I'm Wayne Allen Roots, the warrior, your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, and, of course, capitalist evangelist. Welcome to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Only show of its kind on either TV or radio in this country. No script, no notes, no teleprompter. I shoot from the hip. I speak from the heart. I let it fly, and I take no prisoners. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. American made and proud of it. If you want peace, prepare for war with Wayne Allen Root. We continue with Larry Greenfield, my holdover guest. First one ever. Three segments, 4 years on radio and TV. Only guy ever held over to three segments. Larry, say hi to everybody.
Thank you, War. Hi, everybody.
And I hold over for two reasons. I wanted to hear my column that's coming out in tomorrow's newspapers, syndicated around the country by Creator Syndicate, but it always starts in the Las Vegas Review Journal. And then I want to get more of the questions about socialism and Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. So Super Thursday Lessons is the name of my commentary for tomorrow, a little attack on Joe Biden. So I had a Super Tuesday, and I want to share it with you. I spoke at the Nevada Republican Club this past Super Tuesday, or as Joe Biden calls it, Super Thursday. It was the biggest sellout in the club's history. It was a madhouse. Hundreds attended. Many more were turned away. It was sold out far in advance, something that's never happened before in their history. The crowd was wild, enthusiastic. The atmosphere was electric. These were 50-year-old Republicans acting like they were attending a rock concert. What was all the excitement about? Well, Nevada's Republicans know I'm President Trump's staunchest national media defender and champion from the state of Nevada. They know I celebrate Trump every day on radio, TV, and newspapers, and they can't get enough. They love Trump. They're sick of the negative, biased, fake news from the mainstream media. They want to hear positive news about Trump. They want to celebrate Trump. And there are quite a few lessons to be learned from my experience. First, Trump is the most popular politician in America. The intensity and enthusiasm has not worn off one iota after 3 years. If anything, it's the highest ever. People love Trump. This crowd cheered when I called Trump the GOAT, the greatest of all time, and they want more Trump. Second, the mainstream media isn't just wrong about Trump. They're wrong about coronavirus, too. If things are so bad, if this is the biggest health crisis ever, if no one wants to go out in public anymore unless they have masks and gloves on, how could my speech attract the biggest crowd in Nevada political Republican history? As usual, the media is wrong. They can't stop the Trump love fest or the Trump economy or the Trump stock market. Third, Democrats put Joe Biden in the driver's seat on Super Thursday, as Biden calls it. The man is way past his due date. He doesn't know where he is half the time. He thinks half the population of America was murdered by guns. He mixed up his wife and his sister on stage Tuesday night. He called Chris Wallace Chuck, as in Chuck Todd, during an interview. I wouldn't be surprised if Joe thinks he's running against Calvin Coolidge. The man is dazed and confused. Democrats may rue the day they got what they wished for. Now, Mike Bloomberg spent $600 million and got nothing for it. He won only American Samoa. He could have bought American Samoa for that price. He learned a lesson. A politician can't buy love. That's why I think Democrats have made a huge mistake with Joe Biden. My experience at the Nevada Republican Club proves it. Trump inspires deep love, passion, intensity. Biden is another Bloomberg. No one gets excited for Joe Biden. Joe doesn't inspire young voters. His rallies could be held in a phone booth. Biden's support is a mile wide and an inch thick. Biden reminds me of a crappy version of Hillary Clinton circa 2016. He's another old, corrupt, decrepit establishment hack with the support of Democrat Party bosses. But the voters won't get excited. He brings nothing new to the table. He's Hillary 2.0. By the time this election is over, Democrats will be longing for what could have been with Bernie and his passionate, enthusiastic fan base.
Bravo.
So I want to get your take on that. You think Biden's a tougher out for Trump than Bernie Sanders?
Theoretically. I wanted the Democrats branded what they really are, which is socialist.
And communist.
I thought Bernie would not do well in bringing senators and congressmen across the finish line. I thought it was good for the GOP that the Democrats would be clearly identified as socialists.
Or communists. I keep saying that.
Right. But now with Biden and with the media saying, oh, he's the moderate.
He's the moderate, yeah.
He's a comeback kid and he's a winner. The whole energy has shifted to Biden looks good. But we're only in March. By the time war is done with Biden next November, I wouldn't want to be Biden.
Well, here's the interesting thing. I was a guy who screamed in the wilderness 4 years ago. How could Democrats be putting their eggs in the basket of a woman who's under FBI investigation? Now, here it just came out. At the very moment he wins Super Tuesday, Ukrainian court throws wrench in Joe Biden's 2020 election plans. He's now under criminal investigation in Ukraine. Now, it could wind up the same way that, you know, Comey covered up and McCabe covered up for Hillary. Maybe this whole thing is a joke and they're going to come out and say he's clean, he did nothing wrong. But you're nominating someone where you don't have any idea which way it's going to go 6 months from now with a criminal investigation. This really is Hillary Part 2.
We know that Biden won 9 states on Super Tuesday because everybody rallied around him, including the candidates who dropped out and told their supporters to vote for Biden.
But not because he's so good, because everyone else is so bad.
Why did Biden not do well in the previous 4 states? Because the people
Nevada.
Killed
in Nevada.
The people who actually shook his hand and looked at him
didn't
and
like
compared him against other Democrats didn't like him at all.
In Nevada, he got destroyed. I think it was 41-19 by Bernie Sanders.
Biden had never won, by the way, in 2 previous presidential
ever runs. Or primary, ever.
I don't think he's a good candidate. I don't think he sells well. I don't think he has a program. I don't think he's articulate. I don't think he's dynamic. He's not humorous. He was screaming, by the way. That's all he's got now is one monotone scream.
Yeah.
I don't think he's thoughtful.
And he looked very old. He looks really old because he is. He's almost 80.
And by the way, did you watch any of the debates?
Terrible.
Terrible debater.
Right.
So I don't think he's a good candidate.
I agree. I just think, look, the people looked out and saw the horrible choices they had, and he was the best of a horrible choice.
I agree.
But he's no good candidate.
Nope.
And again, if your argument as a liberal is that Trump is this corrupt guy, right? Oh, he's corrupt. And they keep saying, oh, he's done something wrong. We all know, you and I, he's done nothing wrong. But that's okay. If that's your argument, you can't run a guy against him who's equally corrupt. In other words, Biden will look just as or more corrupt. What happened in Ukraine looks disgusting.
And not just Ukraine, China.
Right.
And elsewhere.
Right, China, yes. His son. What was his son?
5 Bidens close to him.
Yeah.
His closest relatives all got wealthy. While
his
he was
brother got rich in Costa Rica.
Exactly. So while he was vice president, his family made bank.
So how do you think you're going to beat Trump by calling him corrupt when you're up against corrupt? I don't know.
It all comes down to the swing states, and Joe from Delaware is going to try to win Pennsylvania. Then he's going to try to grab the Jews in Florida.
Right.
And the Democrats were really worried that the anti-Castro Cubans in Florida wouldn't vote for Bernie.
Right.
So Florida and Pennsylvania are theoretically in play.
Well, they're more in play than they were under Bernie. I would get that. But
exactly.
Here's what I don't get. Joe Biden has zero in common with black people. Zero. They loved Obama. Just because he was the vice president of Obama, they're going to support Biden? In the primary, they have. But in the general, they didn't. The same black voters that loved Bill Clinton and called him the first black president abandoned Hillary. They didn't like her. So they can love Obama. They're still going to abandon Biden if he's not with them. What makes anyone think he's a candidate that would appeal to black voters?
On the merits, President Trump will get an increasing black American vote.
Yes. Double or triple?
Yes, because he's done great for the economy.
Yes, he has.
And by the way, I don't think Biden did particularly well with Hispanics yesterday.
Right.
Bernie did much better.
Right, Bernie did much better. That's why Bernie won California.
Yes, indeed.
Hispanic vote. All right, last question of the day is just this whole anti-Israel bent. America's always been known as the most pro-Israel country in the world, and we're brothers and sisters, and they're our best ally in the world, and they're so much like us. Why all of a sudden do you think the Democratic Party has no problem admitting outwardly, you know, it's like being out of the closet. They're out of the closet Jew haters. Why?
So it now became acceptable on campuses, and therefore it moved to the Congress to be a anti-Israel Democrat, proudly. Bernie Sanders didn't go to the AIPAC pro-Israel conference.
Right. None of them did.
And instead, who was on stage with him that he warmly embraced? Ilhan Omar.
Right. He's sickening.
A vicious anti-American, anti-Semite.
All right, but let me pick your brain on this. So I was on the impression that not only did Bernie not go, but none of them went. So that means Biden didn't go either, or did Biden go?
Biden did a video conference, a hello, where, by the way, he wasn't that great on Israel. Klobuchar did a video conference, and Bloomberg actually showed up, and they were polite to him.
God, I thought none of them went. I didn't even realize that Bloomberg went.
All the rest did not go, though. Buttigieg didn't go.
Right, well, Biden didn't go.
Correct.
He did a video teleconference.
Oh, take it back to the 1982 when Biden screamed at the Israeli prime minister, stop building settlements.
Right.
Biden is no fan of the Israeli government
at all. Well, he was partners with Obama, and Obama hated Israel, so I don't know, you know. But again, all my Jewish...
So that answers your question. Obama opened the door to make it acceptable now
to
not even pretend to be pro-Israel as a Democrat.
Right.
So 6 of 7 Democrats who ran for president, senators, didn't vote for a bill in Congress which opposed anti-Semitism and BDS.
Amazing.
It is a completely different Democratic Party than even 10 years ago, much less Scoop Jackson and Joe Lieberman and JFK and all the pro-Israel Democrats that historically did exist, going back to Harry Truman, who did recognize Israel when he was president. 48.
But you see the irony. You've got a Democrat Party that's very anti-Israel, anti-Jew, I think you could argue, in
general. Absolutely, no.
And the Jews vote for them. And you've got a Republican Party that bends over backwards to do everything and anything for Israel and the Jews, and Jews don't vote for them. How bizarre. The Jewish people are that self-destructive?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes, they are. I wrote an article called Trump is Cyrus, where I simply documented all his incredible efforts to support the U.S.-Israel relationship, and the Jews don't give him any credit for it. Some do. The Republican Jews who are formerly from the Soviet Union or Iran or Israel or our pro-economy or our lovers of America, they're moving Republican. That's the good news.
Yeah, it'll be up a little bit. I don't think it'll be up a lot, but Jews will vote a little bit more for Trump. I have a feeling the black vote increase will be more dramatic than the Jewish vote increase, which is crazy because Trump has spent 3 years showing Jews, I'm on your team. I love you. I'm on your side.
Including his grandkids.
Including he's a Orthodox Jewish grandfather. I say that all the time. All right, Larry Greenfield, great job as always.
Thank you.
A fellow of the Claremont Institute, a prominent wealth advisor, Larry Greenfield, in studio for 3 segments. All-time record in the history of the Wayne L. Root Show. He gets 3. You the man. We'll be back. Wayne L. Root, War, the Warrior. This is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000. Each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com. We'll be right back.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Policy points and availability vary by state.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Check. All right, Wayne Allen Root. We have so much fun during the break. You have no idea what goes on here, but you'd like to be a fly on the wall. By the way, tonight, my TV show moves to 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Pacific. That's 11 Eastern, 10 Central, 8 Pacific on Newsmax TV here in Vegas Valley. It's channel 96 on Cox Cable. So in Vegas, it's 8 p.m. tonight Pacific time. The Wayne Allen Root Show, get used to that new time. You can watch it every night at 8 o'clock. Very cool time zone on the West Coast for sure. And on the East Coast, not bad either because, you know, almost everybody stays up for the 11 o'clock news, which is garbage, as my Yiddish grandfather would say, dreck. And then they stay up for a half hour of... to watch those anymore. If you're a Republican, it's the most horrible thing you've ever seen in your life. All they do is trash Trump all night. Who's going to watch Stephen Colbert and who's the guy on ABC? Jimmy Kimmel and who's the guy on NBC? I can't even remember the NBC. Jimmy Fallon. So nobody watches them anymore. So now you have an alternative. You have an hour at night before you go to bed to hear good, positive stuff about President Trump and also, you know, a report on how crazy liberals are. So if you're on the East Coast, that's the late night report. And if you're on the West Coast, 8 o'clock is prime time. So I think we're in a beautiful spot. And, of course, probably some of my biggest fans are in the Midwest, and that's Texas and the whole Midwest belt with Michigan and you name it, Kansas and Iowa, et cetera, et cetera. And that's going to be at 10 o'clock, so that's really good, too. Good time zone. Radio staying the same. No difference in radio. Don't panic. Nothing has changed. You can still listen to all the same time on radio. And, of course, you can always go to iHeartRadio and on demand 24 hours a day get my show. So, a Ukrainian court throws a wrench into Joe Biden's election plans. It's just interesting. The average person is so clueless. They just decided to all support Biden on the very day, the day after a Ukrainian court ordered an investigation. It's whether he violated any laws when he forced the firing of the country's chief prosecutor. And I don't think that's the crux of the issue. The issue isn't whether he violated Ukraine's law. It's America. In other words, no one charged Donald Trump when they were trying to impeach Trump. Did they charge him with breaking Ukrainian law by holding up the Ukrainian loan? No. They charged him with breaking American law by holding up a loan that Congress had authorized. So why wouldn't Biden have broken American law by holding up a loan, by threatening to hold up a loan, not to investigate his political opponent, to keep his son from being investigated, and therefore people from finding out how many millions of dollars his son stole from the Ukrainian people and American foreign aid? It's crazy. The ruling could revive scrutiny of Hunter Biden's lucrative relationship with an energy firm in that corruption-plagued country, just as the former VP's campaign for the Democrat presidential nomination is surging. Former Prosecutor General Viktor Shokin, who has long alleged that he was fired because he would not stop investigating Burisma Holdings, and that's the firm of Hunter Biden, secured the ruling last month. Ukrainian officials confirmed the State Bureau of Investigation has since complied and initiated the probe. Boy, he better be real careful, Shokin. He better have bodyguards around him 24 hours a day because you're screwing around with the Clinton crime family. What was my educated guess from day one, right on this show? What did I say? I said that all the Ukrainian and all the China corruption that was all involving Joe Biden, it all was because it really involved Barack Obama. Okay, all Biden was like a dumb lackey who was standing there in case something went wrong to go to prison. But he was carrying out, yeah, he was Fredo compared to Al Pacino's character in The Godfather, Michael Corleone. He was Fredo. He's the dummy Joe Biden. And so he was chosen, handpicked by Obama to be his Fredo. And if to take the fall, to be the fall guy. And as long as things went well, you know, he funneled lots of money to Obama, and he did it, in my opinion, through the Clinton Foundation. Clinton Foundation is nothing more than a money laundering operation, an organized crime money laundering operation. All right, so the Trump campaign sends out a blistering and brutal takedown on Super Tuesday. Here's what he said. The results only increase the likelihood that no candidate will have enough delegates for the first ballot victory at the convention, which only means more chaos. The media is hyperventilating about Joe Biden, but everyone should remember he is just as terrible a candidate now as he was a few days ago, wrote Brad Parscale, Trump's campaign manager, Brad Parscale. At the same time, establishment Democrats have ganged up to try and deny Bernie the nomination, which is causing even more mayhem. Even if Bernie's not on the November ballot, his big government socialist ideas will be because they become mainstream in today's Democrat Party. President Trump will wipe the floor with whatever Democrat is unlucky enough to be the nominee, and I certainly agree. And here's what Trump said. The biggest loser tonight is by far mini Mike Bloomberg. His political consultants took him for a ride. $700 million washed down the drain. He got nothing but the nickname mini Mike and the complete destruction of his reputation. Way to go, Mike. Mini Mike just quit the race for president. I could have told him a long time ago he doesn't have what it takes. He would have saved himself $1 billion, the real cost. Mini Mike will now fire Tim O'Brien, all the fools and dumb people who got him into this mess. That's President Trump's words. Funny.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is updating us on the status of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States.
As I stand before you today, we have more than 100 coronavirus cases in the United States. That is counting domestic cases and cases of coronavirus of Americans that were returned from China or the Diamond Princess. I'm pleased to report that most of those who contracted coronavirus within our care are continuing to recover. But sadly, we received word today that another American has passed away and their family has our deepest condolences.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is taking shots at former Vice President Joe Biden after the former VP dominated Super Tuesday. Sanders criticized Biden for his voting record and the amount of billionaires contributing to his campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans.
Health officials, for example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War. People are really getting nuts. The governor of California declared a state of emergency just now. And in Seattle, they're saying they recommend everybody stays home from work and works from home. Really? How would you do that? Are you saying that, you know, everybody who has a job where you can stay home? Maybe that's what they're saying. I don't know. But obviously, if you serve sushi in a restaurant, you can't stay home. If you're a chef in a Chinese restaurant, you can't stay home. If you, if you're a good humor man serving ice cream out of your truck, you can't stay home. You can only go about your business by being out there. And I just don't get it, you know? It was the most well-attended, oversold, sold-out event in the history of the Nevada Republican Club. My speech yesterday, and there were hundreds of people there, and nobody was scared. We were all there in the middle of the coronavirus crisis. We were there, and we had a good time, and I shook every person's hand, and I hugged every person. I took photos of every person, and I don't get it. What the hell are these people doing? Seattle's in a state of emergency. California's in a state of emergency. A wealthy New York suburb gripped by hysteria is another headline in New Rochelle, New York. That's where I grew up. I grew up in Mount Vernon, New York. My house was half in Mount Vernon, half in New Rochelle. And I went to high school, actually, at Mount Vernon High School for 2 years and then New Rochelle for 2 years. So, I mean, I'm from New Rochelle, New York. And they're gripped by hysteria after a local family is diagnosed with coronavirus. So, look, what if a local family had simple flu? Lots of local families had simple flu, and 18,000 of them died. 18,000 people died since October. Nobody made a big deal about it. All right, we got a great guest. I'm going to get to him in 1 second. I want to make sure you know that the sponsor of this segment of the show is Finest Known. And by the way, they sell precious metals and gold and silver and rare coins and things. Think about how valuable this stuff is when you're in the middle of this coronavirus crisis. It's meant for protecting you. It's meant for insurance against disaster and crisis. And I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home, and they went big. They're offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. At dealer cost. They don't make a penny. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire pure 1 ounce silver eagles at dealer cost. Through history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles, and they'll also include the book, Everything You Need to Know to Buy and Sell Gold, absolutely free. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. No matter what happens with this crisis, of coronavirus, you got to know that your protection, your insurance from massive crisis and disaster and stock market crashes is gold and silver and rare coins. 800-663-1929 or finestknown.com. Tell them Wainwright sent you, and they will take VIP care of you as they do all my advertisers do with all of my fans and listeners and viewers. Now we're on to our guest, John Seaman, retired Drug Enforcement Administration supervisory agent, 30 years experience conducting investigations that led to the indictments of Colombia drug cartels, including Pablo Escobar. How cool is this guy? Senior police advisor for the Department of Justice attaché in Kabul. He documented high-level government corruption in Afghanistan. This guy understands everything you need to know about corruption and how you put someone away. John Seaman, my buddy. John, I'm even more impressed as I hear that you were involved in putting away Pablo Escobar. How cool is that? What a badge of honor.
Hey, I appreciate that, Wayne. First of all, thank you for the introduction and opportunity to discuss the importance of the rule of law with you and your audience today. I really appreciate it.
So here's what we're getting at with the rule of law. I think me and all of my, you know, conservative fans and all of my viewers and all my listeners, we're all kind of sick of Democrats getting away with murder and Republicans, you know, get charged with life in prison for spitting on the sidewalk or jaywalking. You know, every friend of Trump is in trouble for nothing, and they twist it into something when it was nothing. And every time someone does something really bad, and they're a Democrat or an FBI agent friend of Democrats or DOJ friend of Democrats, CIA friend of Democrats, guess what? They get away scot-free. So you and I had a conversation the other day. We had breakfast together on Sunday. And you said you believe that this major, major tough prosecutor, John Durham, is going to start putting a lot of serious people away. And I wanted to bring you on the show to talk about it. So the floor is yours. What makes you think that finally we're going to have a breakthrough and John Durham, I call him Bull Durham, is going to actually indict some Democrats and some FBI friends of Democrats?
Well, let me go back to when Bill Barr was sworn in at his testimony. You have to go back and listen to what Bill Barr actually said, okay? He told the Senate confirmation hearing in 2019 in April that he thought that spying did occur on the Trump administration. And what he was going to do was to find out if what was the predicate, what got the FBI, the intel services, to do a counterintelligence investigation on the Trump campaign, okay? And that's really important because that's where the basis of an origin when you're looking at these things. How did it start, and how did we get there, and what were the results of all this, okay? And so in one situation, if you look at this from that perspective, we started, the FBI wants to told the country, we started this thing, I believe, in July of 2016 on a meeting that Papadopoulos, a surrogate of Trump, I don't even know if he was still a part of the campaign, but he met with an ambassador of Australia, and then some information was given to the Australian ambassador, and then forwarded to the FBI that Papadopoulos had information on Hillary's emails. And that's basically the crust of the whole, how it all started on that date. And then you had the Steele dossier come out, which laid out that Trump did all these nefarious things and was basically a stool of Russia based on information in that dossier. Okay. From that standpoint, okay, if you look at it, the dossier is the key part of the whole Trump-Russian collusion narrative. That's what we
got. The dossier that led to the FISA warrant, right?
That's correct. Let me explain that real quick. I believe in June, the FBI applied for a FISA warrant on Carter Page or on somebody in the Trump campaign, and it got denied. That's unheard of when 99% of them get approved. So then in October, based off when the Steele dossier was being shopped around throughout all the different agencies, that's when the FBI did the warrants in October of 2016. And that's where the FISA court signed off, and that's where this whole thing starts at. Okay? So for all your listeners and the audience, this is what you need to know. We now know that that dossier, okay, was a false document. There was no basis of any of the information that was true. We know that from the IG report. We know that from the Congressional Nuez investigation when the Republicans were in charge in Congress on his report, which both the IG report and the Nuez report corroborate each other on what their findings were, that basically the document was never verified. So think about this. You had a false document, okay, put together and used to get obtain FISA warrants to listen in on an American citizen who had associations with the Trump campaign, which allowed them to start with that person, Carter Page, with allowed them to go backwards into every contact that Carter Page had with Trump and anybody else. So basically open the door to allow them to what we call phishing, to find out what kind of who met who and try to put together a case and put together the narrative that Trump colluded with Russia. Okay, that was the whole thing. Did Trump and his campaign officials collude with Russia to affect the Democrat or the 2016 election. That is the whole issue if you look at it from its totalitarian, from that standpoint.
Okay. All right, but the whole issue for me is, how would any of this have happened, common sense-wise, unless the President of the United States, Barack Obama, had to authorize and coordinate and approve and nod his head for all of it, which means this is Obama's scandal, right?
That's correct. What you have here, think about this. Jim Comey is the head of the FBI. At the time, I believe, Rod Rosenstein was the head of DOJ, and then Sally H. took over for him on the situation. How in the heck does an investigation on a candidate of the United States running for president get authorized? It can only be authorized at one level, because the impact of that investigation, if you look at it, would have major ramifications. Okay, let's just say Trump was a Russian asset, and they proved that. You'd see what the ramifications would be. However, in this case, this was all based, the country was basically deceived and lied to for 3 years from the media frenzy and the going on and all the false reporting and everything that drive the narrative that Trump or people associated with Trump were colluding with the Russians to impact the 2000 election, and that's why Trump is an illegitimate president, because the Russians assisted, which is total nonsense from that standpoint.
So your opinion is that this guy Durham is doing the right thing, and we're going to finally have some indictments, and it's going to shock the world, yes?
Yes, I can tell you, if Bill Durham is doing the right thing, which I believe he is, because he is probably the premier attorney involved in justice in doing corruption cases. He's got a great track history. He's the one that did the Whitey Bulger stuff that locked up the corrupt FBI agents on that case. He's got a track record working for Democrats and for Republicans. And here's the point.
Hey, John, with the music's on, we just got to run. That's the limitations of radio. When the music's on, we got to go, but we appreciate you coming on. John Seaman, retired Drug Enforcement Administration Supervisor Agent, 30 years conducting investigations that led to the indictment of Colombia drug cartels, including Pablo Escobar. He says the indictments are coming. Thanks, John. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnote.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity.
Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Raw and unfiltered. Are you a...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show, as my doctor suggests. And even though I'm on record as saying that coronavirus, you know, has killed so far, I believe, 11 or 12 people in the United States, we don't like anybody ever dying. But the real flu, the original old-fashioned flu, killed 18,000 between October and now. It kills old people. It kills sick people with compromised immune systems. Terrible thing. No one wants their mother, their father, their grandmother to die. I get it. I watched my mother and father die. I watched my grandmother die. I get it. But it's just overreacting to say that everyone in Seattle should stay home. Overreacting. To say that everybody in New York should stay home, overreacting. To say it's a state of emergency in California, overreacting. How come no one did this for the 18,000 people that died of the regular old-fashioned flu? So I do think there's tremendous hysteria out there. But having said that, one of the reasons I'm not hysterical and I don't panic is I'm drinking tons of alkaline structured silver by My Doctor Suggests. And you should do the same. You know, there's nothing that's proven to stop coronavirus. Nobody can say that. But if you've heard of the coronavirus pandemic, then you should be person who's taking notice of alkaline structured silver formulated by Dr. Gordon Pedersen because it's proven to be effective at combating viruses, yeast, and bad bacteria. With the current global scare, people now more than ever are using the products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves a barrier of protection. I've personally been using my Doctor Suggest products now for 4 years. No colds or flu. For 4 years, I've never missed 1 minute on radio due to a hoarse voice despite thousands of hours of talking. No more brain fog in the morning. And I was around several people, and I mean around them a lot in the last week, who had the regular flu. And they were breathing on me, and they were coughing on me, and they were sneezing on me. And I never got it because I just drank tons and tons of their silver solution. So with this growing threat of coronavirus, you need to get their silver gel, their silver lozenges, their silver liquid. It's called Silver Solution. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll free 866-660-9868. This is serious stuff. Alkaline, structured silver. It can't hurt you. It tastes great. 866-660-9868. Toll free or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and type in the promo code root and you get your 20% off. All right. The big news story that I haven't covered today, because there's just been so much ground to get to and I couldn't get to it all, are the words of Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer, during a speech about the abortion case before the Supreme Court, today, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer stated to Supreme Court Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, "You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hits you if you go forward with these awful decisions." Schumer said, "Now we stand here today because behind me, inside the walls of this court, the Supreme Court, is hearing arguments, as you know, for the first major abortion rights case since Kavanaugh and Gorsuch came to the bench. We know what's at stake. Over the last 3 years, women's reproductive rights have come under attack in a way we haven't seen in modern history." This is Schumer talking. "Republican legislatures are waging a war on women." Really? How about 3,000 Americans that die each year because illegal aliens come in through open borders and murder and rape women? Is that a war on women? Is that a war on women? No, because you control the media. You make this a war on women. How's it a war on women? It's a war on women if you murder a little baby in a third trimester or out of the mother's body. You let it die. That's murder. And if that baby's a girl, is that a war on women? What a joke. He says, "I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you've released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hits you if you go forward with these awful decisions." And Chief Justice Roberts issues a rare rebuke to Schumer's dangerous and irresponsible comments. Chief Justice of the U.S. John Roberts issued a highly unusual and forceful rebuke to Chuck Schumer's comments, calling his seemingly threatening remarks directed at Gorsuch and Kavanaugh irresponsible and dangerous, prompting Schumer's office to slam Roberts and accuse him of bias. An extraordinary back and forth began hours earlier at a pro-choice rally. And here's what Roberts said. "This morning, Senator Schumer spoke at a rally in front of the Supreme Court while a case was being argued inside," Roberts said in a remarkable written statement obtained by Fox News. "Senator Schumer referred to two members of the court by name and said he wanted to tell them that you have released the whirlwind, you will pay the price, you will not know what hits you if you go forward with these awful decisions." Roberts continued, "Justices know that criticism comes with the territory. But threatening statements of this sort from the highest levels of government are not only inappropriate, they are dangerous. All members of the court will continue to do their job without fear or favor from whatever quarter." And then Schumer responded, "Women's health care rights are at stake, and Americans from every corner of the country are in anguish about what the court might do to them." Senator Schumer's comments were a reference to the political price Senate Republicans will pay for putting these justices on the court, and warning that the justices will unleash a major grassroots movement on the issue of reproductive rights if they make that decision. He says for Justice Roberts to follow the right wing's deliberate misinterpretation of what Senator Schumer said while remaining silent when President Trump attacked Justice Sotomayor and Ginsburg last week shows Justice Roberts does not just call balls and strikes. And that was a reference to Trump's call for those liberal justices to recuse themselves due to alleged bias. All right, and this upcoming Supreme Court case, June Medical Services LLC versus Russo, first major abortion case since President Trump's court picks have been on the court. And it deals with restrictions over who can perform abortions and it deals with a Louisiana law similar to the one in Texas that the court ruled unconstitutional in 2016. That's the story. Coming up next, hour number three. See you in a sec.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.